My name's Mike Rowe, and this is my job.
I explore the country looking for people who aren't afraid to get dirty.
You have to smile when you sit in my chair. You must smile. If you don't smile, you gotta go.
Hardworking men and women who earn an honest living.
Lava hot.
Yeah, I told you.
Doing the kinds of jobs that make civilized life possible for the rest of us.
Mike, where are you?
I'm right here, man. No.
What is it?
No.
What is it?
No.
Now, get ready to get dirty. There you go.
Ow.
Coming up on Dirty Jobs.
Make a hold. I'm coming at you.
I take up a life of crime.
I'm running. I did a bad thing and I'm running.
Find him.
To help train a pack of law enforcement bloodhounds.
Look for track.
Unfortunately, a life on the lam is not so lovely.
I am so scared.
And later, when the swamp creatures attack, I help fight back.
We're going to be killing things today, no?
Yes.
What exactly is on our hit list?
Melaleucas and Brazilian peppers.
My weapon of choice, great balls of fire.
That's what you want to be doing. Oh, God. Got a letter the other day from a kid named Jimmy, just 10 years old. He wrote, "Dear Mike, have you ever been in jail before?" Can you believe that? 10-year-old kid asking me a question like that. Well, Jimmy, the answer is no. But I have thought on more than one occasion how interesting it might be to be on the lam. You know, a fugitive from the authorities, out there alone, running for my freedom, being chased perhaps by a bunch of volunteers with their bloodhounds and hot in pursuit, a sheriff. You're C.B. Wiley?
C.B. Wiley.
Are you sheriff?
Constable.
As a constable, you are a guy who from time to time could find himself in pursuit of a convict?
Yes, sir. We catch them.
What is this group called, actually?
This is the Van Zandt County Bloodhound Team. It's comprised of about 40 people, volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
Both handlers and hounds learn the art of tracking people on this 200-acre game ranch in East Texas, where there's plenty of room for the dogs to follow their legendary noses.
Wow. Their faces. They seem to have too much skin.
This is the nature of the bloodhound. The scent comes off the ground, the ears kind of stir it up, and it comes up and falls into the pores and mixes with the sweat glands. And
really?
As a result, you get smell.
Is there a bloodhound here who's sort of the top dog, so to speak?
It had to be Tucker right here. He's the top dog in the kennel.
Tucker, how are you, big boy? Look at you.
Look at his ears. That tells you his battle scars.
Holy cow. So you're saying his ears are going to pick up my smell?
Yes, sir.
My smell is going to get absorbed into this fabulous, fabulous face. And then it's going to be on me.
We have to worry about the wind and the scent, the temperature and all when we're working with dogs.
Now, bloodhounds, I would assume, not just used for chasing down nefarious ne'er-do-wells, miscreants and whatnot, but really anyone.
We go after lost children and missing persons, and we've chased some on wheelchairs and the rest homes.
Just so I heard you right. You got a team of bloodhounds chasing down somebody in a wheelchair, AWOL from a rest home?
There's lots of Alzheimer's patients that are in the rest homes that
sure.
just wander off.
Sure.
And many of them are mobile with their wheelchairs.
The heck of a thing. All right, so I got a 10-minute head start. This is the shirt I've been wearing all day. I'll leave this somewhere down
just
the line.
Anywhere you want to leave it.
And Tucker's slobbered all over me. I get that sign of affection?
That there is going to be a souvenir you can take with you.
My sense of smell's not that great. It smells like regular old spit, Tucker. You really do look like every sheriff I've seen in a lot of movies. What's CB stand for?
Could be.
Can you say what we have here is a failure to communicate?
Not necessarily.
Good enough. I had to ask. All right, so I'm going to take off. You're going to follow me in 10 minutes, and we'll see if you can find me before the sun goes down.
Get after me.
You know what I need? I need
get
a camera, too. Ryan, let me have this to you. Just to heighten the sense of what's going on here, I'll be shooting myself on this thing as I run. People can see the sense of true terror in my face. Pretty terrifying, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
It was rhetorical. You're a good-looking constable.
Yeah,
I want you. Strother Martin's got nothing on you. All right, then. I'd love to chat, but I'm a fugitive. On the lam. Make a hole, Ryan. I'm coming at you. I'm running. I did a bad thing and I'm running. 10 minutes. Oh, crap.
What's the problem? I don't know where I am. I should just go in that house. That would confuse me. Let's leave this right here. Uh-oh. Dogs. I'm going up this road here. See where it takes me.
How do I look on the lamp?
Ooh. It's terrible. I'm tired already.
As if I'm not in trouble enough, Dave has recruited his son, Cash Wiley, to join his posse.
They're ready to go. They're ready to run. They're ready to do their thing. So,
I hit it, then.
Find him.
CB's been training bloodhounds for over 35 years. He currently has 15 working hounds and works with 30 to 40 volunteer handlers.
There are fences. Fences everywhere. And apparently animals on the other side of them, so that's a bad sign. That's a... Being on the run is exhausting.
Now, y'all, look for tracks. Look for tracks.
Dog, when you're right, it's got a hot nose. Good.
Bloodhounds are a 1,500-year-old breed, first used by nobility to track deer, wild boar, and later man.
Watch your legs.
That would be me.
And running through water does not always mean that you're not going to get found.
What would I do if I were Bear Grylls? I'd say, my only chance is to get out of the open. I've got to somehow find the woods, the cover of the trees, and then fashion a lean-to, perhaps, from matchsticks. So, do you think I should hide in this old little shed here? Huh. What if I got on top? I could potentially be up here and lie flat. Oh, man, I know they'd see me, though. Yeah, I hear them.
That dog got a trail yonder right now.
They say a hound's nose is 3 million times more sensitive than a human's. And they can follow a trail up to 130 miles. Too far for this fugitive.
I can hide in a duck blind, I guess, but it just seems pointless. Sun's going down. Moon's coming out. I know they're going to find me, but at least I can see them coming from here. I should be able to.
Oh, yeah. Maybe a tree. Oh, I can almost climb that. You know what? Maybe I can. Okay. All right, then. Now we're talking.
All right, so I'm up a tree. I don't think it's going to do any good. But I got up here.
I feel proud of that.
They should be coming that way. Of course, what they could have done is just gone back to the house and they're all having a beer now laughing. That wouldn't be funny.
Watch the dog.
CB tells me back in the early 1900s, a legendary bloodhound named Nick Carter tracked down over 650 criminals. One trail Nick followed was over 100 hours old. Hopefully none of CB's dogs are as good as Nick.
It's been 24 minutes since I left. If they waited for 10, that means they've been coming after me for nearly 15. They're probably going half the speed I was going, which means they should be here in 5. I did that in my head.
Watch your dog's nose. He's on a hot trail or not.
I'm up a tree.
Is that where he's at? Apparently he spent some time in there because they went there.
Often called a nose with a dog attached, the bloodhound is so accurate in its tracking that the trailing results are admissible evidence in a court of law.
Hear him? I can hear him. Which means they can smell me.
All right, you can tell when you got a good hot dog, his nose is the ground, running. Where would a convict be if he was hiding around here? Hunt him up, and lots of encouragement. Just look everywhere that you possibly can. Always be looking up in the trees.
Uh-oh.
Watch your dog's nose.
And we don't know how dangerous this individual is, so you want to borrow my handcuff?
I am so scared.
Trust your dog. Let him go.
Where'd
Guess what? I just found two dogs that made a positive find. They're circling a tree right now. Convict! Do you want to come down out of the tree peacefully? Or do you want us to remove you?
I'm a branch. I'm a branch covered with moss.
Come down or we're going to shoot you out of the tree, one of the two.
That seems extreme, Cash.
Make a positive find.
I think they found me. Well, you got me.
No doubt about it.
You got me. I've never really had a chance, man. There's a guy on horseback. There are guys in ATVs. There's six dogs.
Voila.
There's Barsky. Unbelievable. Who wants my camera?
Chunk it. I'll catch it. I promise.
It's coming right toward you. One, two, three.
Oh! I caught it.
After a promise and everything.
I promised. I caught it. We're still filming.
That's exciting. Where's the big cheese?
CB.
Stands for could be.
Could be.
You guys are basically on standby then? 24/7.
We go free anywhere. The reward's in your heart when you do that.
Well, let me ask you something. We normally don't do this, but if somebody wanted to donate to the Bloodhound, what do you call it? The
Vanzant County Bloodhound Team.
Yeah, you got a website or something?
Got a website.
What's it called?
Just go on there and go to Vanzant County Bloodhound Team, and you'll see 8 or 10 different listings.
Vanzant County Bloodhound Team. You'll see 8 or 10 different listings. Just Google Bloodhounds, Vanzant. No, especially if you want to be found.
How if you don't, we're still going to find you.
Yeah, that's right. If you don't wish to be found, stay on the sunny side of the law and keep the dirty side down.
Coming up, I take an airboat ride deep into the Florida Everglades.
Ah.
Where I get a chance to really work on my chops.
Use too much chemical over here, Mike.
Take it out of my pay, Mike, would you?
Yep, I will.
Thanks. Boy, places like this make me nostalgic. Last time I was in a swamp, I think it was in Cutoff, Louisiana. In fact, I'm positive, because it was in Cutoff, Louisiana, where the crew and I got into an airboat to go get some alligator eggs. And, well, things went horribly wrong. As I recall, Barsky zigged when he should have zagged, and the airboat flipped over and about $100,000 worth of gear went into the mud.
The crew is submerged. Most of the gear is ruined. One camera is working.
That was the day I swore that I would never again get into an airboat with a television crew. Today, I'm going to get into an airboat with the television crew. In fact, we have a couple of airboats here. The TV crew in question is back here. We've got a couple of different agencies, I think, preparing to do a couple of different things. Something about non-indigenous invasive species descending upon the fair state of Florida. This is Mike. How are you?
Hi. Good.
Good. Who do you work for exactly?
Aquatic Vegetation Control.
Who else is here today?
U.S. Fish and Wildlife. I got my crew members here.
Men with knives. Gentlemen?
Men with knives, yes.
Can I have a look at that?
Yeah, be careful.
Look at that. So shiny and new and sharp. We're going to be killing things today, no?
Yes.
What exactly is on our hit list?
Melaleucas and Brazilian peppers.
What's a Melaleuca?
It's an exotic tree that was brought into Florida. They were brought here in the early 1900s. The thought was that they would suck up the water so they could farm the land and basically destroy the Everglades. They weren't thinking ahead, so.
Studies have shown people back in the early 1900s.
Yeah, it wasn't too good of an idea. So now we're out here getting rid of all of them.
What's this guy's name?
That is John Sullivan. He's a safety officer.
Safety officer?
Yeah.
Are you a good safety officer?
Yes, sir.
All right. What's that guy's name?
That's Brian.
Are those earphones, or do we got to get you to a doctor?
They're earphones.
All right. Good news.
This is Bobby. Carlos.
Carlos.
Giovanni.
Giovanni. Luis. And what about the guy up there who looks like the king of the swamp?
That's Jeremy Conrad.
Hi, Jeremy. How's it going?
All right, Mike. How about yourself?
Ah, lovely, man. What's your role here?
Wildlife biologist.
WB?
WB.
Good man. Oh, who's that?
I'm Lisa Jameson. I'm the invasive species biologist here.
Invasive species biologist?
What? Yeah, I'm in charge of you, Mike.
So does that mean that you are invasive as a part of the species?
Absolutely. Or you're...
I see. The swamp here obviously is home to more than just invasive species. You must have all sorts of things in here that can make life miserable.
Oh, yeah. There's bees, wasps, snakes, alligators, all the nice stuff.
All right, so we got 1, 2, 3, 4... 5, 6, we have 7 airboats.
Yes.
Are you at all familiar with the airboat history on the show?
Yes, I did. I did see you flip over.
All right. So of the many goals we have today, of the many different organizations we have represented, I'm just throwing out there, it would be super great if you could keep my crew from plummeting into the
Ledger. We're going to keep you safe. We're not going to dump you over today.
Okay.
I promise you.
Right, to be fair, it really wasn't the fault of the guy who was driving the boat the last time.
Right.
It was a crew member who crossed the axis, thereby compromising the gentle balance in the airboat that caused the problem. So,
right.
I mean, we've learned our lesson there. He's lost a few pounds since that fateful day, so we are guardedly
good.
Optimistic as ever. All right, at this point, it's all yours. I will follow you.
Okay. Get on the boat. Get a life jacket. Some ear protection.
Life jackets and ear protection, yeah.
The Everglades. 1.5 million acres of majestic wetlands located in southern Florida. Our focus today, a protected area called the Loxahatchee National Wildlife Refuge.
Modest little show, couple cameras, no big deal. A lot of moving parts, potential for disaster, very high, very high.
Today, we'll attempt to save this part of the world from the attack of the Melaleuca tree. The mission is as big as the landscape, and we've broken the budget to bring it to you, our dear viewer.
We got a bird in the air, and we got at least 7 or 8 boats, and I think we're ready to go.
Fortunately for all on board, Barsky behaved himself this time, and we arrived safely. But we weren't out of the woods yet, so to speak.
See how this, the break in the water right here?
Yeah.
It's a little trail going straight down through there. That's made from an alligator. Any time you see the grass, that's parted.
This is where we're going to be working?
This is where we're going to be working.
Sure, it was dangerous, but fortunately, our crack pre-production team made sure our crew was comfortable, giving us skin-tight neoprene hip waders, often used for fishing in Alaska. Thus, perfect for the swamp.
What's that?
What kind of wader are those?
Oh, those are sissy waders for girls.
Again,
oh my guys,
research department.
Yeah, our research.
We have the wrong waders.
Of course we do. I didn't even know we had a research department. Barsky.
Yeah.
That is some look.
Coming up.
That's two down.
Two down, about a million to go?
A couple million to go, yep.
Whoa, there it goes. That sucks.
For the Dirty Jobs crew, it's a brand new place.
That sucks.
With the same old story.
Sucks is a term we're familiar with on the show.
Into the dangerous alligator-infested waters, we sent our fearless cameraman, Doug Glover, who found not alligators, but 4 feet of muck and mud on the swamp floor.
It's actually a little easier when you get in here towards the island. That sucks.
Whoa, there it goes. That sucks.
Sucks is a term we're familiar with on the show.
We're gonna be cutting into these Melaleucas. That's all these trees right behind us right here. This is what we're gonna go in and treat them. First, we gotta mix up the chemical that we're gonna use.
All right.
It's right behind us here.
Good stuff here.
Here we go. Your glasses, your safety glasses. Always have your glasses on.
All right, John, you see me doing something stupid, sing out, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, you see some cotton mouths or alligators, you know, don't be shy with that machete.
And I can get to professional to put his glasses on?
Would it be too much to ask to set an example, okay? You know, we have some full-grown children watching this.
Yes.
Show.
Just like this.
Like a big gulp. Big gulp of poison.
We just pour that on in there. And the last thing that we're going to add is some blue dye.
Why?
So we can see the trees that have been treated. A little bit goes a long way.
A royal blue, would you say, or more like a periwinkle?
Navy blue.
Yeah.
We're going to fill up these spray bottles. We're going to want to leave them in that bucket, though.
And you'll do the squeezing here?
Yeah, I'll squeeze, you pump.
Now we got a show.
Pump it harder, Mike. It's not coming out fast enough.
No.
Can you put the tops back on these bottles here?
Sure. Is this a safety violation, John?
Just don't look into the nozzle.
As a rule, that's advice to live by.
You guys want to grab your machetes? This is you, Mike. It's all sharpened and ready to go for you. All right, basically what we do, we line up north and south right here, and we're going to walk straight in there, kill all these Malukas. We'll hop off the boat. Come on, guys.
Oh, very, very spongy.
It's a little spongy.
I'm sinking, for real.
Oh.
So when you start to sink, fall to your knees?
Yep, go to your knees.
I just don't, how are you not sinking?
It's pretty deep right here. Once you get into the land, more over this way, Mike,
uh-huh.
It's easier. Starting over, just follow behind me.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do.
We're gonna go straight in here. Easy.
It would be helpful to have like a scabbard, you know? Like, where do you put your machete?
You hold it in your hand. You could take it if you wanted to and put it in like this.
Uh-huh.
It'll stick right into the ground and get your way out. All right. Here we go. This is a Melaleuca, Mike.
Now, Mike the tree killer had no mercy for me and the crew. While we waddled and stumbled our way to solid ground, he was wasting no time.
We wouldn't want to just chop it down and knock it over. No part of the tree can touch the water at all.
Why?
Because they'll just grow back again.
You mean the tree itself in the water?
If we were to chop this off right here, fall the tree over right there, it would grow back.
From where it falls?
From where it falls, where the stems go into the water.
All right.
We're going to want to make a ring all the way around the tree and then spray the chemical in there.
So you want to take it from this side?
Yeah, you can do that. Just be careful. You want to make a straight ring all the way around the tree, the same way I made that cut right there.
Right.
That's good. You're going to want to take your bottle and get it all the way around the bottom there. There you go. That's good. So we'll come right back through here. That's good. You have your bottle. That's two down.
Two down, about a million to go?
A couple million to go, yep.
Oh, geez, that's terrible.
As long as it's going to die, that's all we care about. Dead Malaleuca.
Not the kind of tree you want to carve, mRNSD in or anything like that.
No.
It's endless, man. You need a bigger crew.
We have 5 crews out here, 6 guys on each crew every day.
I mean, it just seems like if you're looking for job security, we're going to be here a while.
They say these trees can have 2 million seeds on them.
No wonder they're everywhere.
And once we start killing them, it triggers them to drop all their seeds.
Who's paying for all this, by the way?
Federal government.
Stimulus money.
Stimulus money, right. Actually, that is what we're using right now.
Well, let me get stimulated then.
So you got these little ones growing around it. You want to make sure you get it out all the way by the roots. There you go.
This whole thing's moving, man.
Yeah, it's all connected to each other. It's a peat base underneath here. It's very deep. I think it's about 14 feet, if I'm not mistaken.
Bounce with me, man.
Might be able to knock the tree over.
Whole daggone thing. It just seems like you could pull the whole tree over.
Yeah, when we have bad wind storms, a lot of these trees do fall over.
Trampoline.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's not a lot of fun.
Coming up.
Sacrifices need to be made.
Oh, shit. And later, I get all fired up.
I'm going to let Mike handle most of the ignition.
Oh, that's good. If you just joined us, we're killing Malalucas. This is Mike. He's holding some poison. Tell me again about the poison real quick.
It's a mixture of 40% glyphosate, 10% imazapyr, and water.
This is a machete. We're making circular rings around the trees, which are originally home in Australia, I believe.
Australia, right.
Brought here in the south of Florida to soak up the water in the Everglades. It's a dumb idea from the start, and now they're out of control, so we're killing them. You go crazy on this.
Okay, Mike.
I'll walk further into the bush here. All right.
It's not even a Maluka. Malaluka. See, here's the problem. I want to be able to swing my machete like a grown-up. But I got this guy. He's indigenous. So he's in my way. This is non-indigenous. That's the one I want. But here, see what I'm dealing with? You can't. Just can't get any action on it. So, sacrifices need to be made. I'm just bending it. What? I'm branching out. I think you're barking up the wrong tree. All right, how's that look over there, Doug? Look like I got it? I can't tell.
You got a little spot right here.
Right here? Yeah, put your finger back there for me. Yeah, it's been a while since one of your fingers fell off.
God, that's ugly. Ugh, embarrassing. I think if I just cover it with blue poison, nobody will know.
Just killing a tree. Shouldn't be but a second.
Use too much chemical over here, Mike.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Chemicals just wasted there.
Take it out of my pay, Mike, would you?
Yeah, I will.
Thanks.
You didn't cut through the cambium either. Oh, boy.
Oh, I didn't cut through the cambium?
What happened, Mike?
Huh.
Just one spot. The rest of it's okay.
Yeah, but that one spot, the whole thing will grow back, right?
Well, the whole side of the tree will grow back, and then eventually the whole tree, yep.
Yeah, well, that's a spectacular failure on my part. I apologize.
That's okay. It's my fault. I'm supposed to be the supervisor. I failed in my teachings.
Well, that's big of you to admit. I was thinking the same thing. I just didn't want to say it.
That's okay right there.
Now, the truth is, we could do this all day. In fact, these guys do this all day, but we got big plans. We want to get to the next stage, which is burning whole groves of these things. But you can't burn until you go through some safety protocol. So we're going to go back, get safe, put on our flame retardant stuff, and then start throwing firebombs around. Jones. Slice of heaven, man.
Oh, here we go. Same way that we came out, Mike.
Shoot.
You remember? Oh, I got it, Mike. Here.
Yeah, thanks.
You got it. Give me that machete. What'd you think, Mike?
Everything the brochure promised.
Oh, man.
We're just getting a like, Dan, too. Oh, there goes Ryan. Oh, there goes Dan.
Think like.
And just when you think it's over, one word. Barsky.
Is this on the credit roll at the end?
No, this is pretty much the middle of the piece.
Oh, man.
This is what we call content.
Try the other side. It's probably shallower over there. Nice move.
Very rare to see that outside the Olympics.
After Barsky gathered what was left of his dignity, we traveled what seemed like a few hundred more miles back to the shore. We said a fond farewell to mild-mannered Mike and a big hello to jovial John, a man who likes to play with fire.
Yeah! I'm going to be your burn boss today, grant your firing boss. You want a list?
Basically, I should just do whatever anybody tells me to at any point.
That'll work.
All right. Smokes. Holy smoke. That's funny. Did I remember?
The ignition plan. We're going to let Mike handle most of the ignition.
Oh, that's good. Super safe.
So we've got the Green Dragon device, which will shoot a ball about 400 feet, flaming ping pong ball. Then we've got a hand launcher that's kind of like a pump shotgun that'll shoot a flaming ping pong ball about 50 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've actually got a pistol that'll shoot a flare a couple of hundred feet, too. So we'll let you play with all those today.
Excellent.
It'll be fun.
Good.
Covering 1.5 million acres, the Everglades were established as a national park in 1947. The area is home to more than 300 species of birds and over 1,000 species of plants. Of these plant species, over 20% are non-native or exotic invaders.
I'm not sure what's more frightening, setting a field of sawgrass and melaleuca trees on fire, or the firefighters who enjoy lighting the fires. But, hey, they're the professionals. They know what they're doing. And besides, we're surrounded by miles and miles of water. It's probably perfectly safe, I think.
Well, here we are in the middle of, I'm going to go ahead and say nowhere.
That's pretty much it, yeah.
We got the 8 boats. We've been in this river of grass now for, well, at least a half hour.
Yep.
And if you've never ridden on an airboat before, it's pretty much just a wah, you know, only louder than that, times 8. But we're here, and this is Jerry.
Yes.
And this is Miranda. And Jerry, you got the gun?
It's on the other side.
It's over here. Miranda's got the gun. All right, can somebody explain to me, and since you touched the last, how this works?
It's ping pong balls that have potassium permanganate, and they release, when you release the trigger, it injects it with the antifreeze. You're going to fire it out into the marsh, and in about 20 seconds, it sets off a flare, and it catches the grass on fire.
Gotcha.
The wind takes it the rest of the way.
So all I have to do is pull the trigger?
Turn it around. You don't want to point it at yourself.
Oh, that's the business end?
Yeah, that's the business end.
Yeah. Well, that's awkward.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
You pull it back just like a shotgun, let it blip forward, trip the spring, and the ball injects and shoots out.
Where's the trigger?
Test burn.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
We're going to have to drop a lot of balls, Miranda.
Can you handle all your balls?
Well, I mean, how many balls would you say we're going to be 4, handling?
4,000.
You handled 1,000 balls before?
4,000. 4,000.
You've handled 4,000 balls?
In a day. No problem.
Busy girl.
Here you go.
Don't hit anybody. Pull it back. There you go.
Oh, see that?
See, easy to handle 4,000 balls in a day.
That is called a Green Dragon.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's the other little toy we're going to use today. This shoots the balls about 400 feet, and then you can just sit here and squeeze the trigger every time you want to.
This is almost too good to be true. This is really the job?
And you get to get dirty.
All right, then.
We need to start moving.
That seems to be working, yeah. We seem to be in a line of fire.
No, and we might be stuck right here, so we...
That's definitely awesome.
Wildfires, especially on windy days, can travel in excess of 20 miles an hour. Not a comforting thought when you're a sitting duck in the middle of grassland.
We got too many people on the boat.
Start throwing them off.
God, we're back to sit out and look.
Make it exciting, John.
Try it. Every day's an adventure.
We start moving?
Yep, we're about to start moving.
And I just keep my finger on the trigger?
Keep your finger on the trigger, keep firing. So you'll be shooting balls long range, Gary will be shooting them short range.
Super.
Yeah.
And we'll set some fire.
Looks like we already got it going.
Mike, the balls are in your hands. Go.
That works.
All right, y'all ready? Fire these balls, create an entire line of fire that follows us up the fire line.
This team of firefighters travels throughout central and southern Florida and burns about 80,000 acres of land every year. Believe it or not, these controlled burns are conservation efforts. They burn off the invasive species in order to preserve the natural habitat of swamps.
Miranda, how did a nice girl like you wind up, you know?
The fire?
Yeah.
My mama says the same thing every day. Tears her heart up.
You know, fighting a fire on the water.
Yeah. Green stuff burns, and it can burn with water standing. Isn't that cool? No one believes that.
Oh, I'm believing you. The world of fighting fires, how unique is it?
Very.
Very.
Very unique. You see it here, you see it at Everglades National Park, and that's about it.
So if we do our job right, by the end of the day, we will have burned, what, 6,000 acres?
6,000 acres.
See, you're doing a good job. Look behind you.
Now, right now, we're in grass, but there's young Melaleuca seedlings all out through here. And with this fire, we're taking those out. And we're also trying to get the seed that the Melaleuca dropped.
Because those things can live, all like, for years, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we'll cut down some of the dead Melaleuca today with a fire, but the main thing we're after is the young sprouts and the seed. If we can take that out, we won't have to have people out here walking around again in 6 months spraying more chemicals.
That's a good goal, because I did that this morning.
That's an ugly
job,
isn't it? Yeah.
Now, listen, if you have your choice, standing there with a machete, whacking away all morning, getting soaked, or...
Much better.
That's what you want to be doing.
Little did I know that all this time I'd actually been working with small artillery. Imagine my surprise when Miranda broke out. The black suitcase. Coming up, party games you can play in the swamp.
Come on, man.
Let's see if we can get in fast. Oh,
come on.
Oh, you already open.
Turn everything into a competition.
Go.
Holy smokes, that looks like a real gun.
And now I understand why John has that distinctive laugh.
All right, yeah. Tell me more about this.
These are sausages. They're flares.
Uh-huh.
And they're doing the same thing you've got. Difference is, and why these are becoming so popular, this is $10 a piece.
Uh-huh.
Those are what, 50 cents a piece?
20 cents a piece.
Yeah, a lot of those go in the water. These are 10 bucks.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to put these right in the thick of, you want to make every shot count.
Three quick launch or throw stubby.
Barsky, didn't I see this exact thing printed on your back of your pants? I saw re quick launch or throw stubby.
Hey.
It's
Wallace.
It's a pet name.
Wallace.
For sausage lovers around the world.
Nice. Perfect.
Wow. That's what we were talking about.
If they light off a little faster than these balls do, which is one of the advantages to them.
You really should write the training manual, I swear. Yeah.
Right.
Look at what we did. How many more of the sausages you got?
Whole bag.
Oh, really?
You want to go?
Yeah, let's have ourselves a cookout. About a fire in the hole.
Bang!
Fire girls.
Just get down in front for a little while and...
Where she is?
Yeah.
All right. Maybe you and I, we never do anything together.
Throw her off the boat.
You know?
It's been a shame.
All right. Well, we'll just sit here with the explosives.
Teamwork.
This is your pressure here. We've set it at about 60 right now.
Yeah.
Well, it was at this point that Jerry, right there on the left of your screen, came down to check things out, holding the sausage gun and evidently an itchy trigger finger. Because suddenly...
Oh! What the hell was that?
Good hit.
Ow!
Oh, that is going to go off.
It's going to go off fire.
Poop has hit the fan. Don't worry, it's only in a bag of dynamite.
Sorry about that.
Totally in the bag of
balls. Sausage power is not to be trifled with. Yeah, the smoke's on the horizon, which means there's fire on the horizon. We've stopped here to take a break. Jones has wrapped their microphones in rubber gloves. Why is that, John?
Well, we're fixing to get wet.
And tell me why we're going to get wet on purpose.
Well, part of our standard basic firefighter training is learning how to get in fire shelters. Miranda's volunteered to show us how to get into a fire shelter in the water.
Can you swim?
Get a little shake like that. You always want your feet to the oncoming fire. That way, theoretically, the heat gets your feet and not your head.
Come on, if it's so close to burn your feet, isn't it going to go right over you?
Our purpose is to trap breathable air so that a firefighter can survive being overrun by fire.
It's a baked potato.
Step inside.
Yeah.
Wrap yourself up in it. And then the coup d'etat. Ooh.
Come on, man.
Ready? Let's see if we can get in fast.
Oh, come on. Why you gotta turn everything into a competition? I thought you said you're supposed to lie there, John, until your instructor's come out.
I'm the one that's going to instruct you to come out, so I had to get out.
No, seriously, this fire was coming. Now, would my feet want to be...
Put your feet down there. Step in.
Step in. Like this. Hold your corners down.
Hold on a second.
Hands out.
Perfect. Now pull this one up over your head.
On three, one.
Wait a second. Wait a minute.
You got to hold your breath because we're going into water. One, two.
No, wait a minute. No. I like to count the other way. Let's go three, two, one. Ah.
Go.
Oh, parasites. Crap, this, you know what? It would be terrifying, I have to admit.
I don't think they ever tested it.
Yeah, and it's an alligator-infested swamp. There's fire coming. What an irony that would be to get eaten alive in your fire shelter.
By an alligator.
All right, brother. High five. You did it.
Actually, this was really instructive. Mm. I mean, really. So we learned so much, you know? I don't know what exactly. But, guns, knives, fire.
Chemical burns. It was fun.
It was good fun. Thank you. You're not like the other girls.
Thanks for playing.
Yeah, it was great fun. Hey, now, wait a minute. We have to fold these back up and put them in the packages? Because that would suck bad.
That's the worst part.
I have some bad news. We've been asking for dirty jobs ideas for a long time. You know we... And we got them for a while, but now we're not getting them anymore. We went to discovery.com/dirty jobs. I didn't see anything. Worried sick. If you could just go there and suggest an idea for our next dirty job, discovery.com/dirty jobs, that'd be great.
Ralph Olson, nice to meet you.
You have the demeanor of a man in charge.
Do I really?
You're the man. Not really, no. But you got more lines here than the other guys. So yeah, I figured.
Oh! I caught it.
You dropped my camera, man.
I did not drop your camera. Just the part on the top that films your mic. I didn't drop the camera. The camera didn't hit the ground.
Thank you.